Let me welcome you affectionately to this episode of Above the Clouds. Today we will continue our exploration of Vishnupuri's text Bhakti Ratna Mala. He is explaining how it's possible to contact Krishna in this world by making a contact with his deities. There's a verse in this regard. Kapila Dev speaks to Devahuti. O my mother, my devotees always see the smiling face of my form with eyes like the rising morning sun. They like to see my various transcendental forms, which are all benevolent, and they also talk favorably with me. Krishna appears in this world in five forms. One is his Vishnu forms, which are responsible for the creation and the maintenance of this world. Another form are the various avataras which he takes. Then he comes into the heart of everyone as his third form, the Paramatma. He also appears in the holy name, and finally Krishna appears in these wonderful deity forms of the Lord, which apparently are made from material elements. Srila Prabhupada comments, these forms are not material, no. If God is all-pervading, then he is also in the material elements. There is no doubt about it. And then Prabhupada continues a little later to describe how one can actually have an exchange with the Lord in his deity form, where the deity will respond and reciprocate. I quote, the devotees express their minds before the deity, and in many instances the deity also gives answers. But one must be an elevated devotee in order to be able to speak with the Supreme Lord. Sometimes the Lord informs the devotee through dreams. These exchanges of feelings between the deity and the devotee are not understandable by atheists, but actually the devotee enjoys them. I've personally watched Srila Prabhupada speaking through the deities in London, and I have been a witness of how the deities once answered or spoke to Srila Prabhupada. One morning, the cook came down into the kitchen where I was washing the dishes for the deities. And he said, I'm so upset with you. Srila Prabhupada told me today that the boy who is washing the deity plates does a lousy job. He leaves food remnants in the bowls. And Krishna had complained to him that he was not eating from clean bowls. So Prabhupada said, tell this boy, I was the dishwasher, tell this boy to wash more cleanly the bowls. On the other hand, when one really serves Krishna in the form of the deity, the Lord is very satisfied. Once Prabhupada spoke in the lecture about pleasing the deity. When a devotee with all his heart and soul serves Krishna dresses him in nice garments and gives him a flower, Krishna smiles. If you can get Krishna to smile upon you just once, your life's goal is fulfilled. This point of entering into a relationship with Krishna by relating to the deities is so important that the Bhagavatam speaks in the second text about this. It describes the exchange. Upon seeing the charming forms of the Lord, smiling and attractive, and hearing his very pleasing words, the devotee almost loses all other consciousness. His senses are freed from all other engagements, and he becomes absorbed in devotional service. This is so wonderful. Krishna in his mercy comes to us in a form which we can see with our material senses, a form which we can serve with our senses, and a form who somehow or other makes himself known to us in our consciousness. There's a beautiful story about a great devotee who exchanged a loving relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mahaprabhu's deity form. I will speak to you today about Gauridas Pandit from Ambika Kalna. I have personally visited his temple when I was visiting Mayapur, and therefore and heard the story from the priest there. So it is said that one day Lord Gauranga crossed the Ganga by boat to come to Gauridas Pandit. He said, "Gauridas, I have brought one of the petals with me, which I used to petal across the Ganga. Here, take it. Use it to take the fallen living beings across the river of material suffering." So saying, the Lord embraced Gauridas Pandit. Next, he sat under the tamarind tree in the courtyard. Gauridas at that time asked Mahaprabhu to stay permanently with him in Ambika Kalna. He said, "My Lord, please do not leave me again. Whenever you have left in the past, my heart was aching and paining. Please, therefore, I beg you, my soul is totally sold out to you. Kindly stay and do not leave me." Now, in order to fulfill his devotee's desire, Mahaprabhu revealed that his form and that of Nityananda Prabhu were hidden in a nearby neem tree. Gauridas took this as a hint to have images of Gaur-Nitai carved from its wood. It is also said that Nityananda was physically present when these deities were being carved. Now, after some time, when Mahaprabhu and Nityananda were about to leave, Gauridas did everything in his power to hold them back. But Mahaprabhu calmed him, saying, "Nityananda and I are directly present in these forms. You can tell either the deities to go, or we can leave. You choose." So Gauridas Pandit turned to Chaitanya Nityananda and said, "You stay, may the deities leave." At that moment, the deities started to walk, and Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya, they became still, they didn't move, they became deities. "No, no," said Gauridas, "please do not cheat me, my lord. You walking, lord, you stay, and you still lords who are standing like deities, you may leave." So it was done. The deities where Lord Chaitanya Nityananda turning themselves into still figures started to move, and the original deities who were carved from the wood started again to remain still. Now this went back and forth. Gauridas Pandit always requested the still forms of the Lord to move until he did not know who's who any longer. My dear listeners, it is actually not possible to make a distinction between Krishna and his deities. And this beautiful pastime shows to us how Lord Chaitanya personally made this point. There's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita which says, "Nama vikraha svarupa etin eka rupa tina beda nahitina chidananda rupa." These three, the name, the deity form, and the original form of the Lord, are all one. No distinction should be made between them, for all three are of transcendental spiritual substance. These wonderful deities of Chaitanya Nityananda, who were worshipped by Gauridas, who loved them dearly, would physically eat everything that Gauridas Pandit offered to them. We can also approach the deities, and we can think how we can establish a firm relationship to them. We can serve the deity either personally or by supporting their service. Another thing we can do is go to the deities and pray to them or sing bhajans before them. And the third way which I would like to suggest to all of you is to go before the deities, and when there is kirtan, dance for their pleasure. This will certainly make the Lord smile in happiness. And if you once make the Lord smile at you, your life is perfect. Thank you very much, and see you soon for the next Above the Clouds.